in my mind, coming into the game, I think it is closer. Yet Tyrone won last year's game by 7 points. I'm not sure it was a completely fair reflection. Tyrone really pulled away at the end of last year's game. But you're right, tactically Donegal did have the upper hand for a number of years, and now Tyrone certainly have had their number this last couple of times. Tyrone obviously have changed tactically this year. My gut feeling is that Donegal's forwards, the likes of Jamie Brennan, the likes of Gallen, the likes of Niall O'Donnell, have a new influx of young forwards, again very talented. Kieran Thompson, they've Langan there in the background. Of course, Murphy and McBrady, they have massive, massive forward potential, which has been coming together now this past few years, and them boys are still all nearly in their early 20s. Tyrone don't have that firepower at all. Last year, the two deciding men in the championship wall in the Super 8 game was Petey Hart and Niall Sludden for me, and both men were quiet the last day. And that is a concern for Tyrone. Yes, Cathal McShane is going much better. The full forward play is much, much better now from Tyrone. But Donegal are experienced enough to be able to negate that more than it has been negated at any time so far this season. And then you're looking for Tyrone's plan. What was their plan A, their plan B, their running game? But two of their best players of that running game, Sludden and Hart, are a wee bit off colour. Were certainly off colour the last day. So Tyrone have wee things to look to get right, certain players to come back on to form again. Donegal look to have great potential there. But again, they've had great potential for the last couple of years, but their age profile would suggest they should be ready to make a push. And of course, you've got the Rochford factor. This is the first big game that we should see any change or any impact of Rochford. They got beat by 7 points last year. Stephen Rochford will be determined that a team now with his handprint over them should be much closer to Tyrone.
Yeah, like the way Donegal managed to figure out Fermanagh was extremely impressive, Enda. And the way they kind of put him to the sword in the second half, just because they had that figured out, because in the situation that they'd been trained to deal with, they had the smarts to actually get around that blanket defence. Tyrone will obviously approach things in a very different way. How can Donegal actually figure out how to unlock Tyrone?
The key to unlocking Tyrone could be in inviting Tyrone onto you a wee bit and looking to expose them Donegal forwards one-on-one against the Tyrone defenders. Tyrone haven't been playing the sweeper system. I personally think in this game, I think we'll see the return of a more permanent, maybe not full-time, but certainly a more permanent sweeper. But if Tyrone haven't been doing that a lot and Colm Kavanagh hasn't a huge amount of time under his belt this year, I don't think Tyrone's defensive system will be just as highly functioning as it has been in other years. And with that, I think Donegal just need to make sure they're getting the standard fast early ball to their forwards and try to keep space in that Tyrone defence and get at them defenders one-on-one and test them. So for that, I think they'll sit a wee bit deeper, which will suit, because that'll kill the sort of the early ball, or at least make it more competitive, the early ball into the Tyrone forward line. And that's, for me, I think this game for Donegal, I can certainly see it suiting to be more defensive and then look to hit on the break, keeping two or three of them key forwards up the pitch. And I've got a feeling Tyrone are going to replicate that as well, which is why I think it could be more of the cagey game that we've seen in previous years.
What's Manny Donnelly's role in this team at the moment? Because, you know, coming into, at the end of the league campaign, there was talk that, you know, we've finally found a new role and it's clearly designated, but that hasn't quite been the case in the championship, has it?
No, he's sort of, in the league, he drifted to full forward more. Well, Petey Hart was tried at full forward for quite a bit of the league, and then Matty Donnelly was tried up there, and it went really, really well whenever Matty Donnelly was in there and on form. It was quieter the last day out, and both him and Petey Hart seemed to switch at times, with Cathal McShane pretty much a permanent full forward. Then Matty Donnelly came out round at times. He gets on the ball out there and he's very good at making forceful runs. The last time up against Donegal, again, he was one of the key sort of line breakers that Tyrone had. Whenever Tyrone were struggling to get into that game, Matty Donnelly broke a lot of lines coming from deep, which was his more classical role. I suppose everybody's talking about him and Cathal McShane in the full forward line. Certainly it was primarily Cathal McShane the last day to do most of the damage. So Matty Donnelly's coming out as, I suppose, more of a half forward and trying to come forward off lines. But again, him and Petey Hart and Niall Sludden, Tyrone, yes, have changed, and there's plenty of new talent there, the likes of Michael Cassidy. the form of Cathal McShane, but you need them big three to really be counting for Tyrone. Tiernan McCann would be another man to come into that sort of group. That was Tyrone's running game that served them so well. They've moved away from that because they've been really focusing on the full forward thing. I think this weekend against Donegal, that full forward line tactic will be less productive than it has been in the past. So they will need their other options, their older options, to start coming back into the fore again.
So what would you expect Matty Donnelly to do this weekend then?
Well, it depends. I think he'll still be in there at the start again. That'll stretch Donegal a wee bit and try to keep them back there and keep a sort of a sweeper occupied back there. But I do expect a wee bit like Michael Murphy for Donegal. I expect him to go between the two positions. I expect him to come out round the middle. I think the midfield area is going to be absolutely massive, and I think Tyrone are going to need more of that forceful line breaking, which Matty Donnelly, probably him and Tiernan McCann, are the two best in the Tyrone, and I think we're going to need him to be doing that. If Donegal aren't playing particularly defensive, then I would keep him more up the pitch because he was extremely effective in that role again in the league. Donegal obviously have Neil McGee. That'll be a huge battle, him and Cathal McShane. But I don't think they've got two big strong men to mark two big strong Tyrone full forwards. So whilst it's very, very traditional in the sense we're going right back to the 70s to load your full forward line with big strong men. But I think if Donegal are playing it relatively open, which as I've said earlier, I don't expect them to, I would deploy Matty Donnelly more inside. I think Donegal, however, will be fairly defensive in that case. I think we need Matty Donnelly out and coming on to the ball the way he has done very successfully, both in last year's games and for the last few seasons.
It's interesting that you think that that's the way the game is going to go, and it does seem to me that this has been what they've worked on all calendar year so far, ball into the full forward line, route one at certain times. Do you think it's the correct decision, in your view, to actually abandon that to some sort, abandon the full forward line and the focus on the likes of Cathal McShane and route one ball?
Yeah, I think it's something that absolutely has to happen. Oh, now to change your tactic away from their more sort of counter-attacking game, they had to really put a huge emphasis on the full forward line. And during the league, when teams aren't putting massive attention on you, you can do that. And against Derry in the first round, who aren't obviously a top tier team, you can afford to keep going with that and really make all the boys fully aware of that, make boys fully aware of the type of balls that are working, the type of runs that McShane and Donnelly are making and how to come off them. So the team has to get used to that. But no team would win in Ireland with a basic tactic of just humping it into the full forward line, no matter how good that full forward line is. You have to be more nuanced than that. You have to be able to switch. Like Dublin, play both the defensive, the counter-attacking, and they'll look the early ball in and the high press as well. So every team, any team that just, say, goes zonal on a kick-out, rather than mixing and matching, they're going to be exposed eventually because teams will figure them out. So I think Saturday is a big test for Tyrone. They've definitely shown they've got a new style. This is going to be the level of game and level of opponent that they're going to have to be able to mix and match the two. If you can mix and match in two, then you're a very, very effective team because you're much harder to shut down. You stretch a team's length because they have to keep marking your full forward line. That creates more room for the runners effectively. So merging the two is absolutely essential. It's just a natural consequence of playing now against a more top-level team where you expect, or I certainly expect, them to Donegal to shut down more effectively than has been seen so far this season, that full forward line tactic. It will still be usable, and because it's still there, it's still a threat, and you have to keep both them threats. So that's why Saturday, it's a really intriguing game. I'm not sure it'll be the classic that it could be, but it's certainly going to be worth a watching.
What kind of offensive threat do you expect Donegal to pose? Because obviously Paddy McBrady is back and kicking points, and they're actually just a different team when they have the outlet of McBrady there as somebody who needs to be managed. When he was gone from last year's championship, suddenly the level of expectation and hope we had that the Donegal team was going to be a realistic contender, you know, they got as far as they did, but that was really, it really felt like that was the nail in the coffin ultimately for their long term outside
absolutely.
Of Ulster.
And you're absolutely right, Jared. Going going back to last year's game, like the biggest impact was the fact that McBrady wasn't on the pitch. So McBrady's massive, but Jamie Brennan was a very young and up-and-coming player there. He's got more time under the belt. Division 2 without McBrady, and them boys only coming back in at the latter stage of the year. The likes of Jamie Brennan, the likes of Gallen, the likes of Thompson, Langan, all them boys had to stand up and be counted much more. So I think they're much better players too. In terms of Donegal's offensive threat, they have it. They, like, Donegal people would feel, and it's hard to argue against them, that they probably have as good a front six as anybody in the country. Now, Kerry would probably be able to argue against that. Dublin, to an extent, would be able to argue against that. But in terms of sheer attack and talent, they have it. And what they also have, as they showed against Fermanagh, they have sharp inside forwards, but they have men that are more than happy to shoot from distance. And the combination of that is brilliant. And then you've got the quality of Michael Murphy as well, just coming into that attack often, or if he does be deployed inside, being an absolute wrecking ball in there. But I do expect him to be out around the middle. But they have McBrady is their key man. He's the pointy edge of the sword, but they have 4-5 other forwards who are top level. The big thing sort of coming out last year was that everybody had talked about these same players before that game, and they were shown just not to be up to the level, same as Ulster final before that. They should now be coming up to that level. Rochford's coaching, will he have got them over the line? Mayo always had a bit of a difficulty carrying their full attack in play under Rochford as well. Can Donegal start to reach the potential of them players and say they certainly have? They're at a better age profile now, but they need to start to do it.
You mentioned the long-range point scoring, and it strikes me that that's slightly against the grain, certainly, of how the best team in the country at the moment, Dublin, aren't taking shots from outside really a 30-metre radius. There was a stat that Eamon Donoghue had that they hadn't taken anything outside the 40, hadn't even attempted a shot outside the 40. And you go back to the glory days of Paul Flynn and Dermot Connolly in that game against Donegal, and they were landing bombs from outside the 40 and at either touchline off both feet for fun.
Yeah.
The game evolves and swings, and you do wonder, like, what will the characteristics of the team who eventually stop Dublin be? And you're going to have to be able to do a little bit of everything, but landing long-range points is probably going to be one of the things that you just have to have the confidence to do, and they all probably have to go over when you do beat the Dubs that one time.
The key there is the same thing that why Dublin are doing that. It's percentages. So for the vast majority of players, the percentage of a long-range shot is not on. You shouldn't do it. We all know the times, and I'm managing a club team myself at the minute, and I've seen fellas line up for shots, and you're saying, do not be shooting from there, and they go and land it. Certain players can shoot from distance. Dermot Connolly can shoot from distance. Cian Mackey against Armagh, he would decent from distance. Donegal have two or three that are decent from distance. Dublin at the minute probably don't have Dermot Connolly, obviously, that are that comfortable from shooting from distance. So unless you've shown it regularly in lots of other games, a player should know, if you're sitting on the 40, whether you've got a relaxed quality strike that you can rely on the big, big stage and the big, big game, to that point is 60-70% on. If you've got a 60-70% shooting chance and you've got a packed defence ahead of you, then that's the time. That's the time to do the rugby out half move where you're pushing forward, you lay it back to the man in space and he puts it over. But you have to have a player that is a 60-70% man from outfield. Donegal have that, and two or three of their men are capable of doing that. And so again, it's not a reliable option. No team will win any game just hitting long range points, because it's just too difficult to do reliably over and over again. But again, you can't afford, I don't think any top team can, bar because of Dublin's sheer quality in terms of how they move the ball about. But if a team is sitting in defensively, you need to be able to both move that ball about, but at least have some sort of a threat from distance, because then the defence has to come out on you a wee bit, as Fermanagh struggled to do against Donegal and paid the price.
We'll see how Dublin get on against Kildare this weekend, but obviously first day out against Louth, they just racked up a cricket score with 14 men, so there's been no sign of their championship form coming anywhere off the heat that it has been for the last number of seasons. Do you see anything in the league that made you think actually everybody's getting a bit closer, or do you disregard this league in some respects for Dublin, given that clearly all they're interested in is five in a row?
Yeah, it's funny, like the league already feels quite a long time ago, doesn't it? Like it's end of March, we're bang into sort of June now. Dublin obviously completely hammered Louth. This weekend we've got 12 teams out, like, or 12 games, 24 teams out. It's like a league because a lot of the fixtures are very evenly paired. So this feels much, much more meaningful. Kildare against Dublin. In the previous years, we've really started to hope for Kildare. The strange thing, I suppose, this year is that hope is much lower than it has been. Actually, Cribben and Daniel Flynn's loss just seems to hurt Kildare. They've been as inconsistent as ever, really, during the league and even the early stages of the Championship. So we don't really know where Dublin are going to be truly tested. What they showed against Louth is simply that this team is just, it is awesome. They aren't going to have dropped their guard at all, really. By the looks of things, you'd have to say that if Kildare were the one team we're always hoping to catch them in Leinster, they appear further off the mark. Maybe they can come out of nowhere this year when there's no pressure on them, possibly. You certainly do, it would be one of the shocks. It would be Anthony Joshua size of a shock if Kildare were to do that. Meath and Leash, Meath are exciting in Leinster. You're hoping, the tradition, certainly anybody would hope that Meath are coming back to their big days again. There's signs there. Are they going to really be at Dublin's level? It's hard to see. So Dublin look as if they're going to take Leinster easier than ever, and then they're into the Super 8, when we'll only then start to see what level they're truly at. I've got a feeling they're going to be absolutely fine. I'm not overly concerned about Dublin.
Yeah.
If you were a player in that Kildare camp, would you be delighted to hear Keane O'Neill coming out saying we're going to beat the Dubs?
Would you cringe or would you be delighted? It's hard to know. Like you're fair play to them for coming out, yes, but we've seen very little evidence that they are likely to do that. Maybe he knows something that we don't. Certainly they started to hit form. Some of their main forwards have started to come back. They had a lot of injuries during the league. So the pressure is off them, and maybe him being bullish like that, maybe the team will sense, well, the pressure's off us, and you know what, we do have a chance. We're actually not as bad as what we have made ourselves look earlier this year. And if that's the case, then maybe they can catch Dublin cold, because Dublin certainly haven't done an awful lot in the league, and in their first round of the Championship, they haven't been in particularly competitive games where they have produced a level of performance. But old habits die hard, and I can't see Dublin being caught at all.